This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You might have seen some reports the other day that the Trump administration is thinking about deferring tariffs for 90 days on a whole bunch of imports. No country specified, by the way, in case you were wondering about the trade war with China. Anyway, those were the reports. The on-the-record denial came from Peter Navarro, the president's main trade advisor. He called them, those reports, that thing the White House likes to say about news that it doesn't like. Starts with an F. You take it from there. But on the theory that we are early yet in this recession and economic relief of all kinds will become more attractive the longer it goes, we thought it might be a good idea to see what might happen if tariffs did, in fact, go away. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on that one.
Tariffs are taxes on U.S. businesses and consumers. We pay them. The president says China pays them, but we do. We do. For some Americans, this is a win.
A lot of those duties are in place because those imports were found to be subsidized and otherwise unfairly traded, and that they're injuring American companies.
Michael Stumo is head of the Coalition for a Prosperous America.
We don't want to reduce them or delay them because they would re-injure companies that are increasingly injured now.
But economists from the Federal Reserve to the private sector have compared how much economic benefit the tariffs have brought with how much economic pain they have created.
Tariffs create more losers than winners.
Dan North is senior economist for North America for Euler Hermes, which provides trade credit insurance.
That is probably costing something like, in terms of GDP, 0.3% to 0.5%. So it is a significant drag, especially in this environment.
Suspending tariffs and the lower prices that could result might not get people out of their homes and making major purchases now, but it might later, and businesses would benefit from increased cash flow. Mary Lovely is professor of economics at Syracuse University and says suspending the tariffs would target U.S. manufacturers who depend on imports in order to make their goods.
The tariffs cost firms about $900 per worker per year. So you can think of it as an easy way to put $900 per worker back in the companies that are employing those workers.
And Lovely says if China reciprocated, it would help U.S. farmers who export to China. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.